This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You should be Peter McNeely. You got me in your cocoon. And again, I wasn't trying to be negative. I wasn't trying to be mad. I was trying to get the gauge of the people. And here we are. It's Friday. And I said, I'm tired of being down. I'm tired of being negative. I don't want to be any of that. I want to look forward to this game. I want to rally everybody and get going against the Orlando Magic. And I threw out the number several times, 216-474-0092. I want the Cavs fans to get in because this is your last chance before the series, before we set sail. And I don't want, if they go out there and they win this series in five games or something like that, I don't want anybody to feel guilty that they weren't there when the Cavs let them know on a Saturday. And I threw it out to you. I said, let's go. Come on. I've spent enough time being down in the mouth. And then here it is.
Yeah, I blame people like you. I don't.
It's not my fault.
When you spend all week telling people
it's
not a big deal.
I didn't do that. Don't blame me. It's not my fault. Stop. Don't. I gave them the opportunity.
They are not, yeah, I do blame you.
It's not my fault.
Because,
don't blame me.
Because I have been all excited all season about the playoffs. I never got too high or too low with the regular season. I said it's all about the playoffs. Then we get to the playoffs. And my co-host is acting like it's just no big deal that a Cleveland team makes the playoffs.
And I told you they can call in and they can tweet, they can email, they can carrier pigeon, they can do whatever they can to get in and say, let's get going here. Let's let them know whatever you want to do. And they're not doing it, Tone. Well, it's not my fault.
That's fine.
I'm not saying they can't do it.
That's fine.
It is not my law.
And then when the Cavs take care of the Magic in, what, five games is what I think most people are expecting now outside of Cleveland. Here they just think we have no chance and I guess we're just going to get swept or something. Because they don't know anything about the Magic.
You said people were lining up to take the Magic earlier this week.
The gamblers now, the gamblers are on the side of the Cavs because it's actually gotten more favorable in terms of the odds. And I just don't think people here understand that it's not easy to make the playoffs. It's not easy post-LeBron. And fine, you guys can just sit back and say, ho-hum, playoffs, and take it for granted. I am not. I'm going to enjoy the hell out of this weekend. I am very excited. In fact, now I'm trying to find out if the wife will let me, if I can go on, what is it, Tuesday night.
That's
so,
good permission. It's Monday night. Monday.
So
you don't even know what day they play on. Them,
so there we will see.
Yep, it's a good point. You can do anything once.
So but what else do you want to talk about now that we're not interested in the Cavs? Let's move on to Deshaun Watson.
I am interested in the Cavs.
Yes, clearly, I am.
If I wasn't interested, I would just sit here and not pay attention to you.
I mean, we could go through the motions on it, but clearly I know what an interested Ken would feel like, and that would be the week in the lead up to the Browns against the Texans. That was real passion.
I think you're
there
fading.
There is zero real, no, real
don't,
passion
don't
here.
Don't turn me against the listeners. Don't turn me against the fans. We are of the same ilk here.
I don't need to. They all agree with you.
But there's nothing to agree on.
I know where I'll be at 1 o'clock. I'll be excited about the Cavs.
Well, obviously everybody's going to be watching the Cavs at 1 o'clock tomorrow if they're Cleveland sports fans.
I don't know. Based on the lack of reaction, maybe they won't be.
What else are they going to do? They're going to listen to the Taylor Swift thing?
Go out and tend to the lawn. Yes. Listen,
it's going to be bad weather this weekend. They can't.
42 new songs, apparently.
167 new songs by Taylor Swift. You think Travis Kelce ever feels a little jealous?
Why?
Because all the songs are about the exes, apparently, right?
Maybe this one will be a dialed-in Taylor Swift where she is focused on her current boyfriend.
We're ready for the Cavs. 216-474-0092. I said, I want to make sure people are just going into this series going, you have to prove it to me, not let's get going. I'm not holding anybody back from their unbridled enthusiasm about the Cavaliers this year. I'm not doing any of that. Don't do that. Don't besmirch me.
I can't keep up.
Stop telling people lies about me.
I can't keep up with the mixed messaging at the station. Nick in the afternoon originally wanted Donovan Mitchell shut down, but then he was mad.
That's Nick in the afternoon. That's not Kenny Kern in the morning.
He was furious with the Cavs for what they did at the end of the week by not playing Donovan. It's like, I can't keep up with everybody. Like, make up your mind. They got the Magic. It is a series they are supposed to win. I mean, God help them if they don't win. I mean, there is pressure on the Cavs.
Well, you have to admit
I'm not going over that. I am not going to sit here and act like there's not pressure on the Cavs. I mean, they'll blow the whole thing up if they don't win the series.
Yes.
It'll be humiliating. Dan Gilbert will be there, and he will be sitting in the front row on the baseline. Yeah. And if they don't win this series, it's not just JB on the line. The whole thing is getting shaken up. But there are myriad storylines
here.
And
I do think that, by the way, I would imagine there are several Cavs fans out there who probably feel that that might be the best way forward, because you say what you want to about Dan Gilbert, and a lot of people say a lot of things, but he probably is the best owner for a general sports fan in the city of Cleveland or in Northeast Ohio who has an interest in the Cavs, because he's obviously got a lot of money and he's willing to pay the fiddler for anything to win, and he gets just as emotional as any fan out there. So I wonder if there's some fans out there going, you know what, I'm sick and tired of Kobe Altman. I'm sick and tired of J.B. Bickerstaff. I'm sick and tired about worrying about all this stuff with Donovan Mitchell here. So if they go out there and they fall flat, I know that this guy's going to take care of it. Now, I don't want that to happen. Again, let me be abundantly clear. I want them to win. I'm a Cavs fan. I'm going to be excited tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. But I do think there's several people out there that are nervous. Again, I'm throwing it out there for everybody. 216-474-0092. You can't just do that to me. You cannot just put words in my mouth that I'm refuting and literally not saying. You can't do that to me. Nick and Stowe, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there where the way with the last game ending, and my wife and I were there on Sunday, and it was just...
I've never seen game 82 of a season so scrutinized that all of a sudden Cavs fans want to talk about game 82 as opposed to, I don't know, the playoffs that start tomorrow.
I am trying.
Maybe that's where we should focus our energy.
I'm with you.
Crazy
thought.
Stop
making me an enemy. I'm with you, Anthony.
It just set a bad mood for the week leading up to the playoffs. I'm excited for the playoffs. I love that the Cavs are in it. I get to watch late April, maybe early May basketball for the team that I grew up rooting for, but it just left a bad taste in my mouth. And for me, I'm excited for it, but they got to go out and win this first game.
So
they got to set the tone. And
so
then
do
I
you
think,
believe?
You know, I think the Cavs fans will rally after that first game.
So if we do the same thing on Monday, then they'll get in and they'll be excited.
I think they'll get excited Saturday once they win, once they prove that, hey, that was the right call to end the season that way, and that, you know, they're going to go and actually, get through the series.
Nick, thank you very much for the call.
The crazy thing is...
They're mad at him.
The crazy thing is
they're mad at him,
after the Friday night win over the Pacers, I didn't see anybody dwelling on the decision. We already knew that Donovan Mitchell was not going to play, and Darius Garland was questionable, but they basically were saying they were probably not going to play him. I didn't see anybody up in arms. It's only that fourth quarter where they yank guys. Now all of a sudden everybody's up in arms. They were never really trying to go off of that game.
I have not tried to mention it. I've moved on from it. You notice on the other side of the table, I didn't bring it up.
It has to be bigger than game 82. There has to be a bigger reason that fans jumped to this.
Is there a pensiveness because of the goals that are set forward? That it's not necessarily, you got to be honest with each other here. It's not about going as far as we can in the playoffs.
Well,
it's about
because Boston's
winning a series
in the second
and
round?
Signing Donovan Mitchell. Maybe it's because Big Bass Boston's in the second round. I don't know. I'd love to win the series and just give Boston hell, to be honest with you. Like, I'm fine. If they win the series, I'm fine with embracing this. If Donovan signs and I can prove something out of Evan Mobley, which I told you on Wednesday you didn't want to listen to because you just want to turn me into a villain with everybody, which is not true. I'm more than willing to embrace this if they do what they're supposed to do. But I think a lot of Cavs fans out there are feeling the same way. I just want to make sure we have every opportunity to get excited and play the Michael Stanley and whoop it up before game one.
And ironically,
people are not taking that opportunity.
New York fans were pissed that Tibbs had those guys playing in an overtime game.
Jerry Ferrara was mad.
In game 82, they were pissed. And yet here in Cleveland, we're mad that we bench guys in the fourth quarter of a game that didn't that really shouldn't have meant anything.
You want to speak about gutless? Jerry's been dodging us for the last several months. Matt and Eastlake, you're next up in the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You can tell it's going wonderfully, Matt. Thank you very much for the call. Go ahead.
Do you want me to let you know?
Yeah, let me know, Matt.
From
come
the
on.
Desk of Matt Neasley.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm in a weird place with the Cavs and the Guardians where it's just like no one impresses me much like, until you actually like win something.
Wait, the
in
Guardians
the
don't impress
right
you
now.
At 13-6?
It's regular season. Like, we've had plenty of good regular seasons. Like wake me up when we do some of the playoffs. But I don't know. I don't know. Like, I feel like Matt, I don't know.
Matt is like trying to talk himself into being excited and he can't do it.
I don't know. Here's what concerns me. Like, I almost wonder, like, my issue with worrying about Florida right now is, there are several species of heron there and egrets. So I don't know if we need to add that to that.
We're doing coming in hot calls. Here we go. You know, people were asking, are you gonna have Stefanski stick around for coming in hot? That's up to him.
He's not going to stick around for another 40 minutes.
I don't know. If he likes the
he
segment.
He might hang out in the back.
Bernie told me he's been listening in recent weeks. So if that's a segment he's into, maybe he'd want to stick around. Maybe we could do coming in hot with the coach.
Is he the guy doing King of the Road every week?
What if it was?
I think we're almost at the end of that song. He's going to have to start singing Kansas City Star.
Last week, so.
216-474-0092. I'll take a couple more. Guys, come on. Come on. Get us going here. And this is, it's like we're trying to work on a vehicle here. We just can't get the car started.
I mean, maybe it's 12:30 tomorrow. That's when I'll start to feel
I'm
it.
I'm not bitching about Sunday anymore, guys. Come on. That's in the past. I can't sit there and dwell on that.
I will say Ken has not brought it up.
We're moving on.
Ken has not brought it up at least
in
3 days.
On. We're moving on.
Well, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, 72 hours, and that's a long time.
But the recordings never forget. But,
dead serious about this, and you can hit record on this. This is terrible. I hate the Cavs. You messed with that. Stop it.
I don't think he did.
No. Stop
that
it.
That doesn't sound doctored.
It's Cavs to lose. It's a different generation. People believe that crap, man. Don't do that.
Donovan Mitchell saying he's 100%. How does that not get you pumped? Unless you just flat out don't believe him. But Donovan Mitchell saying he's 100%.
Not by the way, Fedor says he doesn't believe
him. I get that, but he did look close. He did look closer to 100% the last time we saw him, and that was a week ago. So he's had a week since
then. All
right,
let's get him going. 216-474-0092. Also, we got Fix My Life at 745, where it's going to be one hellacious afternoon for a couple of guys in this studio and certainly for a lot of you out there. And coming up next, don't let Greg Newsom pay the price because you're looking for a reason to get excited about the draft. Ken Carman, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app so you can listen to Kevin Stefanski at 8 o'clock live in studio. Dead serious about this, and you can hit record on this. This is terrible. I hate the Cavs. You got to stop. I got people, like, recording this stuff.
These are things that you said
on
the radio.
I did not say them, and you're going to – I'm telling you right now. There are people
– and I want the Cavs to lose. You said that too.
That's clearly manipulated. I'm serious. There are people who are taking it and like putting
it
on social media.
Smeagol even.
And I want the Cavs to lose.
What are you doing? What are you doing to me?
Smeagol. What are you doing to me?
Hey, Ken,
why?
Ken right now sounds like a politician who is backs against the wall, doesn't like things that he's actually said has been used against him. By the way, Twitter reaction. We'll get to the phones here. X Reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Nettie says, I don't think it was game 82. It was all 82 games. They were so inconsistent, frankly, looked pretty bad the last few weeks. Well, they looked pretty bad the last few weeks. I think we know why. Donovan Mitchell was playing on like one knee. He says he's 100% now. He did look really good the last time we saw him against the Pacers. And the Cavs, frankly, you know, took command of that game. And I don't know, how many teams this year in the NBA feel really good about all 82? I mean, does Philadelphia feel good about all 82? How about Miami, who might be eliminated tonight? How about Golden State, who was eliminated already? How about the Pelicans, who there was one stretch of the year, they were the best team in basketball. They could be eliminated tonight. So You want to talk about all 82, I think Cavs are feeling pretty good in comparison to those teams I just referenced.
I'm getting trolled right now. I mean, guys, if you want to turn it on me, you guys, I guess I'll just take your beatings, and that'll be the end of it. I'm telling you, I let go a few days ago of Sunday. I'm done with Sunday. I'm telling you, I came in Wednesday morning. I was accused of not letting go of Sunday. I came in Wednesday morning. I was done. I was moving on. And, of course, I got accused of other things. I have been besmirched. This is not true. I want them to win, and I want people to be excited for them. We're done. We're moving on. We have to. It was an ugly afternoon on Sunday. And I'm sure that if they go out there and they lose tomorrow, well, it's going to be right back in people's forefront of their minds. I'm going to guarantee that. But I gotta get excited for this. We don't know when the playoffs. Someone just sent me a picture of Ricky Davis saying we had to root for this guy. We should be excited about the playoffs. Yes, please take that tact. It scares me if people are still down on this team.
People that are talking about Sunday. I don't know. I'm watching TV. They're getting the arena ready for a playoff game. They're putting the t-shirts down. That means they're in the freaking playoffs, guys. Come on.
I got Sir Cece there.
Now, we can get another argument of whether you need to wear the t-shirt.
Well, you can wear the t-shirt, just don't wear a collared shirt. It's Saturday. You can't be wearing the button-up
St. John's Bay
collared shirt, the Van Heusen. Leave the Van Heusen in for Monday. Right? Leave the Van Heusen in for Monday. You wear it on Monday. I understand you got to go to work. I would bring a change of clothes, but what the hell? It shouldn't be a business crowd tomorrow. It should be a loud place tomorrow. Very excitable. 216-474-0092. I'm going to get the Greg Newsom coming up here in a moment. Let me get the Craig in Brecksville. Hello.
Morning, guys. How are you? Happy Friday.
Craig, same to you. Go right on ahead, friend.
So I'm going to tell you exactly why everybody is so freaked out about this whole last game of the season, Cavs things. The Cavaliers have absolutely no identity. Since the All-Star break, tell me what the Cavaliers do well. I mean, if something goes south in the playoffs, if the other team goes on a run, what are the Cavaliers right now, since the All-Star break, what do they do well?
Yeah, but what happened after the All-Star break? Why is it that they didn't have an identity and they couldn't forge one after the All-Star break?
Well, the whole chemistry of the team changed when Garland came back.
And Donovan Mitchell got injured.
While those guys were out, Cleveland was known as a played rock solid defense. They moved the ball fast, and they were a three-point shooting team. Since those guys came back after the All-Star game, I don't know what they do well. The total chemistry of the team changed. What they do on offense changed. Their identity changed. And the 82-game season comes and goes. Last game of the season, and people are sitting there going, "Well, what did we learn? Who are we?" And the playoffs are coming up, and they're freaked, and I get it.
Okay, so, I understand. Everything you said is true. Everything you said, I can't dispute anything you said. You know, Donovan Mitchell did miss 27 games this year. I do think that has a big part in why they didn't have that cohesiveness throughout the year. And as much as what you said is right, that they did look better without Garland, that stuff was never going to help them in the playoffs. You were never going to get close enough to your ceiling without Darius Garland. I don't know what you guys are doing in the background, but I'm trying to explain that they were never going to be
bad,
at
man.
Their peak.
I feel bad.
They were never going to be at their peak in the playoffs without their best
I should
players.
Have lied to everybody on Monday. I didn't know this was
going to
happen.
So if this team's playoff hopes are coming down to a 6'3 or 6'4 guard who's notoriously not done great in the playoffs and has had an injury history, if the rest of this team is coming down, that's our fate. Wouldn't you be freaked? I mean, he's a good player, rock-solid player, but he is – I mean, look at the guys we're going against.
Is he not the best player in this series?
He is the best player in this series, Craig.
Yeah, he's healthy and when he's playing well.
I think even if he's at 80%, I still think he's the best player in the series. On, Craig. You can't meet me halfway and admit that. That's what my arguments are for everybody. I'm yelling, come on, at him. I should have just lied to him on Monday. I should have just lied. Jay in Akron, hello.
Yeah, so I feel like everybody's hesitant about the Cavs because they want them to win, but not win enough to run it back again with JB. I mean,
is that what it is? Everybody's just thinking big picture and they want to move on from JB?
I feel like he's a coach who can't coach when it matters. We have a point guard who can't point guard when it matters.
Do you think they're going to win this series?
It's going to be tough because we do way too many ill-advised shots for a possession-by-possession game. And playoffs come down to the last 2 minutes. And what do we know about JB in the last 2 minutes? What do we know about Darius Garland in the last 2 minutes? I mean, that's the real gut feeling that...
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Everybody has. We want to be excited, but we should have fired JB before the season.
I'm just hearing myself, Jay, like, I don't want to, I'm not going to run you, and I can't even disagree with you. I'm just hearing myself at different times during the regular season. Like, when you're talking about the 2 minutes and the JB, like, I'm hearing my, like, even Craig. Craig's making these points, and I just don't want to hear him because we're a day away. And, Jay, thank you for the call. We're a day away from a playoff game. But I hear myself and plenty of fans, and you, Anthony, you as well, at different times during the regular season leading up to this.
I just don't understand.
I just wish I would have just acted like nothing happened on Sunday and everything would have been fine on Monday.
Every fan is dwelling on the bad from the season, and every fan is forgetting that the Cavs are favored in this series.
They are.
I just think fans don't know anything about the Magic, and they're just taking the last month of the season where Donovan was injured, and they're saying we're going to lose because we lost last year to the Knicks. I don't think that is a critical way to think about what's going to happen this week. Like, I just don't understand why we're just taking the word. Imagine if the Browns going into the playoffs, all we did was think about the games that we lost during the season against the Rams and the Seahawks
and Denver.
Is that all we did? No, we focused on the good. We focused on the good things that we saw. But yet the Cavs were all just sitting there remembering the bad stuff. That's amazing to me. As if they didn't have a great stretch throughout the year.
KC in Cleveland. Hello.
Yo, I think a good way to describe what our identity is right now is that we're a scrappy team, and we're just fundamentally sound, though. You know, there's a lot of players that's scrappy.
Scrappy would all stay with me, KC. That would also mean toughness. They do have to prove that tomorrow. They do have to start proving that in that
totally
series.
I agree with you.
There you go. Continue, KC.
And with a little bit of toughness, right? Because, I mean, because not all of them got the toughness that we want, so that's why I call it scrappy. I mean, with Donovan, even you see him at the end of the game, he go throw his glasses on. Now, I ain't taking a shot at people who wear glasses, but I'm just saying, you know, we got fundamental people who are crappy. Right?
Wait, what?
I mean, Kurt Rambis wore glasses. He was willing to swing on anybody.
Who was that?
Kurt Rambis was willing to wear glasses. He was willing to swing on anybody back in the day.
Yeah, he was also fundamentally sound too, though.
It's very true. Guys who wear glasses tend to be fundamentally sound.
He knew what to be on the court. But my second point is too, though. I think that the move we made when we botched that last game was good because, all right, if we get through Orlando, I think we match up better with Boston, and I think we'll give Boston a run for their money. I'm not saying that we're going to beat Boston, but I think that we'll definitely give Boston a better run for their money.
See, there we go.
We had to hit New York.
Now we're moving in the right direction. KC, thank you. Wasn't Kareem Abdul-Jabbar wearing goggles when he fucked Kent Benson? Yeah.
Horace Grant had some scraps.
Yeah, Horace Grant was tough. He wore goggles.
Rec specs.
Yeah. Matt North Canton, hello.
Hey, morning, gents.
Same to you, my friend.
Hey, so I'm going to have to side with Tone with what he's saying with the playoffs here. First off, the East is wide open. Look at Milwaukee. And we're not talking about how all these other teams have been faltering the last month. And
now we're cutting a promo.
And the injuries. How are we going to forget and negate the major injuries to this team? We were the best team in the NBA all through January and parts of February. How are you going to forget that? Tone, I'm right there with you. We are focusing, not me, a majority of the fans are focusing on the negative. When we're in the freaking playoffs again, how many years do Cleveland teams not make the playoffs in our lifetime?
Let's just
be happy with what we've got. And I'm excited as hell because I'm going to the game tomorrow, and I am rocking that T-shirt, and I'm getting rocking. So let's go.
Here we go. Thank you very much, Matt. See? I got it. Damn it, let's go.
There's
here.
One.
Let's get going.
Yeah, this one.
Let's. Well, what? You got to start somewhere.
That's true.
Let's get going with him. One more, and then I got a thing to say about Greg Newsom. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, first, to answer your first question, how many teams are looking at the games from last year? I would think everybody but three, because there's only three teams in the Eastern Conference that had a better record over 82 games. The Cavs are the fourth best team in the East because of their record. I mean, that's what we go by. If you watch the game Friday night, I don't care about Sunday's game. That was a throwaway. No one should be even worried about that game. That meant nothing. They sat three of their best guards at the beginning of the game, and then Porter gets hurt in the first half. That's a throwaway. That meant nothing. Just like the Browns last game, it meant nothing. And Friday night's game was just it was fantastic. The way they fought with the Pacers, I'm excited. I was at a bar Friday night. It was packed, and they were screaming watching that game.
Yeah, you know, Friday was a hell of a day. They started off so hot. They were great in that game. You know what? I mean, Jay, you're right about that. I'm not trying to, like, fake it. I mean, game, I wish that game was on Friday, obviously, or Sunday,
why?
I mean.
Why? You're smarter than that, Ken. You're one of the smarter guys. Not like you're like Nick Wilson, who doesn't know a damn thing about
NBA basketball. Jay, come on. Pull the punch, Jay.
He's like a comedy guy. He's like a clown.
We're a team here.
Pull the punch, Jay.
We're a team here. Come on.
It's a group. It's a team here. Jay.
But you're smarter. Ken, you're smarter than that, Ken.
I'm an emotional boy.
And Jay, I hate that.
He's got to go.
I hate that he did this.
He cannot do that. Especially Nick's not here to defend himself.
Well, Jay, kind of set up. Now I can't say what I want to say about Greg Newsom because I heard it from Nick and I was going to start ripping Nick for it. So I can't just turn right around and rip Nick. I'll just say this. Can I say this real quick? We got Kevin Stefanski coming in at 8 o'clock. I heard yesterday they asked Albert Breer about Greg Newsom and whether or not you trade Greg Newsom. And I like and respect Nick. That's an eraser phrase. That's what you say about another guy in your station before you go in on him. If you think you're going to get a third-round pick or something for Greg Newsom, I think you're just bored by the draft and you just want something to get excited about in the draft, so you're willing to trade somebody. Do we have audio? Is this Albert?
Albert Breer.
Here's Albert.
Heard of him?
Here's Albert Breer yesterday on Afternoon Drive.
That would be one position where they've shown that they can draft and develop there, and they already have a big money player in Denzel Ward. Like, I think that would be one of those things where if you look at it and you project a year out and say we're going to lose him in free agency. So, like, if you were looking at it and say you decide we're not going to pick it up because it's fully guaranteed, it's a lump sum, we just can't do it, whatever, then, yeah, I think, like, being able to trade him and trade him now to give the other team in the deal the fifth-year option and the option to pick that up might behoove you. Yeah, so, I mean, Greg Newsom is a really good player, and the Browns were really good at that corner position last year, and they've got some decent depth there with Emerson and those guys, too. Like, I think they might have some flexibility to do something there. Obviously, some other team would need to make it worth their while.
I mean, I don't think that Greg has done anything wrong to say you wouldn't pick up the fifth-year option, considering a lot of fifth-year options that do get picked up. The other part of it is if you let him hit free agency and you do get a compensatory pick, it's probably – now, I'm the rules are always scattershot about this. If you're talking about a third-round pick but you're wanting to trade for a third and a fifth like Nick was talking about here, what are we waiting on? Or, excuse me, what are we doing this for? If I'm going to get a compensatory pick if he hits free agency in a couple years and the best you're getting me is a third-round pick, why are we making this move now? Why would you
I'm confused.
And let me add one more thing here, because this is the second time this has been brought up by everybody in earnest. Let me add one more thing before we get to Fix My Life. And I know you're confused, and we'll bring this right back after Fix My Life. I want everybody to think about this. Does anybody think Denzel Ward is going to play all 17 games this year? Anybody out there? Okay, so if you don't have Denzel Ward playing all 17 games, you might miss Greg Newsom a whole hell of a lot in a season that you're expected to make the playoffs and take a deep run in. Fix My Life coming up next, where whether you like it or don't like it, you better learn to love it, because it's the only thing you're going to hear this evening. Coming up on The Fan. Can you change the station, or can you change the music to anything but Taylor Swift today if you're riding around with your significant other? Yeah. Because Lima says he's got to go somewhere today, and that's it. That's going to all be it. That's what he's going to listen to.
Unfortunately, I will have no alternative, because she will also use it. The wife will also use it as an excuse to play music for the kids, but more specifically Isabella. She's starting to listen to music and go more if she likes it. And because she's been playing so much Taylor Swift, it's more, more. And then that gives the excuse to the wife to just continue playing it when I'm trying to listen to the stuff at the station, you know, doing my homework for the show.
That's what happens when you don't like music growing up, because you didn't like music growing up. You just listen to sports talk radio. Like, you can't put on the Fabulous Sports Babe and she's going to say more. Like, that's it's just not going to work for an infant.
Old Opie and Anthony. let's have Isabel listen to some of this. Wait, what are they doing with cherry darts? Oh, okay. I guess we can't play that.
96. Oh. Can't do that.
But anyway, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'll have to listen to this. There's no other way. Plus, it is kind of peaceful for the younger one to fall asleep to.
Mason?
Yeah.
He falls asleep to Taylor Swift? So you're just going to... Are you pro this? Because I... Like, every
no,
anytime...
I know that I'm going to be stuck with it. I really don't have any other options.
I don't live that life. My wife is not a big Taylor Swift fan. So it's,
and by the way,
I don't think she hates her, but
I have no big problem. Like, most of it
she's
is
a
just
big Snoop Dogg fan.
When you think about it, it's so that is true.
Well, he's
I'm
a big
little
fan
bit,
of her.
I'm getting a little bit tired of this abuse I've been taking.
And I that's didn't say that. You,
you got me back for calling Lima's dad, old man Marley. Which you got to go back on the free Odyssey app. So I'm going to take that abuse and just move on.
Look,
I was
the,
owed.
The best thing I could say about receipt. Taylor Swift, because I know I'm going to have to fly us out somewhere to go see Taylor Swift, and it's going to be insanely expensive because she's not going to just want the get in at the top of the rafters tickets.
Yeah. Well, and now she's built it into it can't just be the two of you. You've got to take the kids, too.
You can't take children to Taylor Swift, small children to Taylor Swift. You can't take that. No. It would be the same thing as I...
Shouldn't be playing it in the car, though.
No, it would be the same thing as I treated Disney World with. Like, you got to wait till they're a little bit older so that I can at least make sure that they remember it.
Aren't the adults?
So I get my money's worth.
Mason's going to be cranky one night, and Anthony's going to go, that's enough, I'm buying the tickets.
And aren't the adults already having to wear diapers? So what's the difference? So they don't have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Look, I don't have a big problem. Like, the music is fine.
Lord almighty.
It's catchy. It can be on in the background. It's not like something that is so jarring that I'm like, turn this off. It's fine. It's just I know this is going to be the anthem of our car rides for the next years.
It's called the Tortured Poets Department. It's the new. It had 15 surprise songs. You said there's 31 songs on this thing?
I thought there were like in the 30s.
That's a lot of songs on this thing.
And has she written any music? Do we know, Mitch, you'll be on this as a homework assignment. I'm sure Coach Stefanski is forced to listen to it.
I guarantee he's heard it.
So what I wonder is, are we already singing about Travis Kelce? Is that going
to
be part
of
this?
Well, no, they're together still, so you don't have to sing about them until they break up.
Yeah, but wait a second.
Hopefully they don't.
You're currently sharing.
But wait, they don't. What else does she have to sing about?
I hope those two kids make it.
I mean, she's got 1,000 songs. What would be new in her life? It would be this relationship. She has to write about this.
Yeah, what does she do? What if they're happy? What does she write about then?
Right, we're not still writing about exes. By the way, if I'm Travis Kelce and she's still writing about exes, a little annoyed.
That's what I just brought that up with Owen 20 minutes ago.
There is songs references her boyfriend prior to Travis Kelce, Maddie, from the 1975.
Well, people don't like listening about their significant other's exes.
That would be
you don't want to hear
annoying,
stories about
especially
that.
Especially if it's intimate moments that she's referencing in her coded language. If I'm Travis Kelce, well, what does that mean? Well, what did you do with him? What's going on there?
Hold on. She is a grown adult. Like, there obviously has been some intimate moments, for crying out loud. Like, we can't just bury our heads in the sand here. You understand what I'm saying?
I get it.
So I can't, if I'm Travis Kelce, I can't be that mad. I mean, unless it's just pure ecstasy.
Look, Travis Kelce's not stupid. He knows what the moneymaker has been. He's not going to necessarily mess with that. I also think, this is a different stage of her career now. Every album is a different stage. It's supposed to be a snapshot of where that artist is at that time. Or it wouldn't be organic. It wouldn't be genuine. So Taylor Swift needs to start to open up about the good in her life, not dwell on the bad.
Well, he's also had public relationships. I mean, he did a whole show about it.
He did a show.
Yeah, he did. Well, I hope you enjoy your evening and really your entire weekend because you're going to be listening to that as you drive around.
Nick on X says, I mean, I drove to Florida with nothing but Taylor Swift because of the 4-year-old and 9-year-old daughters. Drive back was the same. We're stuck.
I listened to the Knicks and Heat, and then I listened to the Lakers game, and everybody was asleep in the middle of the night.
It just would not fly.
Middle of the night's the time.
And on Saturday morning, as we were still driving because it was a 13-hour drive, I listened to NASCAR radio and Ryan McGee and Marty Smith. That's what I listened to. It wasn't a stitch of music. Because it's all boys. And they all want to listen to what's going on in basketball and NASCAR. That's my family. till I raise them. That's why I'll die at their hand.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.